Donika Callaghan from the museum here in town is joining us this morning. Donika, good morning to
good
you.
Good morning
sir.
To you, Holly and Ifna. So it's great to be here again on WLR.
What an amazing, can I say, first off, what an amazing place the Clock Museum is.
Yeah, we have sort of a, you know, the bones of 600 clocks there, you know, all ticking away madly. So
yeah,
it's a great place to
eras.
Be. From all over the world, but especially an Irish collection. It was the largest Irish collection of clocks, historic clocks, on the island of Ireland. And it sort of ranges from going right back to the 1600s up to, well, not quite the present day, but almost.
Yeah, from sundials on.
Extraordinary, extraordinary.
The whole lot. Like,
and I was only saying to you before we came on air, Donika, this morning, I used to work, obviously, in the Waterford News and Star. And at my lunchtime, what I always did was go into the Museum of Time and just literally spend some time there. There's something so peaceful about being surrounded by so many clocks, and it's little nuggets of history as you go throughout. Like, it's a privilege.
Yeah, it's a fantastic place. Like, you know, when you sit there and just even listen to the little tick tock going, you know, right throughout the museum, and then waiting for, say, some of the chimes to go off as well, either on the quarter of an hour, half hour, or on the hour. It's a great experience, really, you know.
Absolutely.
Are you deafened on the hour when they all go off?
Now, some are quite loud, like, you know, so we're waiting for it, like, you know, and I know, for example, from experience doing, say, a guided tour, you're sort of timing your sentences and you know it's going to go off and it's going to be loud, especially on the hour, like, you know.
You're in training, obviously, for the big wind up and push on of the clocks in terms
absolutely.
Of that hour.
Absolutely. So clocks going forward, technically speaking, Sunday morning, but I suppose we'll all be thinking about it Saturday night. On Sunday, an hour less sleep. And as you mentioned, Tipna, it's Mother's Day. So look for all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. You have an hour.
Unfortunately,
an hour earlier to be a mother.
An hour earlier. Or maybe get your breakfast an hour. I'm not quite so sure. Like, you know, something to look forward to anyway, you know.
I've always wondered how, because if you've that many clocks, I mean, do you have a team of 100 people who are there at 1 o'clock ready to wind them on?
No,
or have
no,
you started
quite.
Doing it
well,
so far?
Well, in fairness, we sort of do it in advance, like, you know, sort of well prepared, you know, so we don't actually have to be in there on the dot of whatever officially the changeover time is to actually do it then, like, you know, so we have it well prepared, sort of psyched up in advance, like, you know.
And is there a way to do, because obviously there, some of them are extremely old clocks that have to be treated with phenomenal care, that you might all think, you know, I put my hand on this, I it's very delicate, I don't know, can I wind it forward? Is there any clocks like that?
There are, like, you know, so they are very, a lot of them are very delicate. They're historic objects, you know, so we have to be exceptionally careful about why. We saw a number of people in the museum are trained to actually do this correctly. Very careful in winding them as well, and especially putting the time forward. Now, this time of the year, it's not that complicated. You're just going forward 1 hour. However, little tip at home for anybody who has an old clock, if you're changing the time on an old clock, always go forward, never backwards. You can't turn the hands backwards on the clock. You'll destroy it. So we have to go forward. So if you think about it, like in the autumn, where the clocks go back an hour, you actually have to bring the hands forward 23 hours.
Oh,
like, you know,
my
so
goodness.
23 times around. Like, you know, that's far more complicated. So this one is an easy little...
So if you were to mistakenly go backward, you will destroy the mechanism.
Oh, yeah, you
inside.
Can't go back with the hands.
No.
Like, you know. And of course, we're all used nowadays, perhaps, to, you know, we have on our phones, on our computers, on whatever, on the cooker even, on the microwave, it changes automatically in many cases. Like, you know, so, you know, we're not used to really changing the clocks anymore. Like, you know, I remember growing up, for example, it was a big sort of ceremony, really, like, you know, to change the clock, you know, change the clock, you know, 1 clock in the house or two at most, you know, so that had to be done. Otherwise, everybody was really, really messed up time-wise. Like,
my dad was a big collector of clocks, of grandfather clocks.
Yeah,
oh,
they are fantastic.
Yes.
Like, you know, they're beautiful objects, you know.
Yeah.
And we have a huge collection, really, of these what we call grandfather clocks. Sometimes people call them long case clocks. I suppose the earliest one we have, shortly we'll be getting the oldest grandfather clock in Ireland, going back again to the 1600s. That'll be coming to us shortly. But I suppose that tradition of making clocks and watches in Ireland, you know, goes right back hundreds and hundreds of years. And, you know, sometimes when we think of history here in Ireland, we maybe get sometimes a bit caught up in our political history, etc., which is very, very important as well. But we forget sometimes that there are other aspects of history, like the social life of people, what people did, what they made. Craftsmen, for example, like clock and watchmakers. Up to recent years, you had them everywhere. Every small town would have its own sort of watchmaker, clockmaker.
Indeed.
You know, they would have been servicing and repairing watches and clocks, you know. So it's a tradition, it's a craft. It has declined, I suppose you could say, in recent years, in Ireland especially. in other parts of the world, especially Switzerland, you know, you still have sort of magnificent watches being made, handmade by these sort of really, really great craftsmen.
And for so many people listening, they may be in a position where they're now inheriting a house or they're going mm-hmm. through memorabilia belonging to family members who are no longer here. Is there something they should look out for, Donica, or can they call yourselves and say, look, I have a clock here, can I bring it in?
Oh yeah, well I suppose at the moment what we have our collection is, you know, we have over 600 of these now, so it's more or less full at the moment, but we're always ready to give advice especially and point people in the right direction, you know. Mm-hmm. There are a number of specialists here in the country who will look at clocks for you, look at watches and give you an idea of what they are, how old they are, who made them, etc. Like, you know, so it's very well worthwhile. Have a look and see what you have, like, you know, and look, if you have any questions, mm-hmm. certainly come to us, like, you know, we'd be always willing to help.
And you're full at the moment. Can you see, I'm asking a $1 million question here, can you see there being a situation where you might have to expand?
I suppose we are actually expanding. We have a sort of what we call the Museum of Time Part 2 becoming later in the year. There's work ongoing on this at the moment. We have a collection actually of German cuckoo clocks which will be going on display very shortly, so you can imagine all the cuckoos going off, like, you know.
I will be the first person in there.
We're planning to maybe set off the cuckoos altogether, like, you know, so a big collection of them. Like,
extraordinary.
You know, the cuckoo and endangered species now, for example, but I suppose you can come into our museum and you'll actually hear them, like, you know.
Experience.
So that's something in the future, like, you know, again, there'll be further information on that as time goes on, like, you
and
know.
And the Museum of Time Part 2, will that be in the same building?
It'll be in the same building, yeah, connected into the same building, like, you know, so it'll be all in the same, on the same spot, like, you know, so you'll be able to visit them as well.
Fantastic.
All for the same price. No change.
Well, I have to say, it's time, if you don't mind the pun, well spent to go see the Time Museum. Yeah. It really is something very special and unique, as you very well point out there.
And we have time for all our visitors, like, also, again.
Oh, I love what we're doing here this morning.
If you have any time.
He needs no encouragement.
Absolutely. But again, if you do have time on your hands, just to...
Oh, my gosh.
We better stop.
Donica, listen, a pleasure to talk to you
anytime. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much for coming in this morning. And best of luck with all of that, right?
Yeah, we'll have fun.
Thank you, Donica.
Repetitive wrist injury and all that goes with us. Thank you.